You're about to listen to a true story told live, because this is True Stories Live, brought to you by LJ Hope Productions, Norwich Arts Centre, and me, Molly Naylor.
So this story is about a gathering on Christmas Day, and it's also about a baby. So I kind of felt it was pretty appropriate. So 10 years ago, my brother and I, we're both in our 40s, and we haven't got children, and our parents have died, and we kind of feel a bit like orphans. And so we decide to spend Christmas Day with our aunt and uncle, Auntie Margaret and Uncle David. And so we're there, and because they knew our parents, they're talking about how Robert was adopted and then Helen was adopted a bit later. Obviously, we knew this. This is not new information. And we're eating the turkey. And then Auntie Margaret says, of course, there was the other baby, the one that was after Robert and before Helen, the one that went back. Now, this was new information. And so my brother and I were kind of paused mid-chew, and we looked at each other. And then my uncle said, Margaret. And then my aunt said, oh, I might have got that wrong. Because that's the kind of thing you misremember, right? And then me realising her mistake, she said, more bread sauce. Other bakeries are available. And, so then I did a bit of digging, and I contacted the Church of England Children's Society, who handled my adoption. And they didn't want to give any information to, like, random strangers, which is fair enough. But some of the things that I did find out was about my original adoption. And I got the letter. So in the 60s, if you're adopted, a social worker kind of handles the adoption via the Church of England Children's Society in this case. And so there's a letter, and it has the circumstances of my mother and father giving me up for adoption. And then at the bottom, it says, this baby would suit a good Christian family. Not a bad one. A good one. And I thought this was really interesting. And obviously, I mean, they're the Church of England Children's Society, so maybe they have a kind of preference, but it kind of made me think, I don't know, I kind of like... I imagine this, the scene, you know, so there's the babies everywhere being sorted into piles. And there's the unprocessed ones there, and then there's the ones where the piles, new piles there. And then there's probably two of them because it's an important decision, right? So they're kind of like got the baby between them, and they're like, what do you think, Mary? What do you think of this one? Christian or not? And I'm like, well, Derek, I think Christian, yeah, not Hindu or atheist maybe. No, Christian. Okay, yeah, this lesbian baby, would suit a good Christian family. What could go wrong? Put him in the Christian pile. I was a Christian for a long time, and I'm now a Unitarian. Any Unitarians in the house? Yeah. Thank you. I always bring a couple along. So then I think what happened, I think, from that, I don't know if it was because I was adopted or what, but I just spent my whole life kind of looking for that kind of other mother, that kind of replacement somehow. And I did that in every way, you know, like through friends, through lovers, therapists, They do make really good replacement mothers. Massively pricey. So I say that as a therapist. I kind of think it's interesting actually because years ago someone said to me, there's only one way to really find a mother replacement, and that is to be your own mother. And I thought that was crazy because she was a therapist, so she was missing out on loads of money, you know, if we kind of weaned ourselves off therapists and did our own mothering. But then I kind of thought, yeah, that could be a plan. So I've been doing that. And some people think I'm going to do a song. I don't know why, but I'm not. I'm doing a poem. So it's a very short poem. Look, it's like I wrote it out twice in case I couldn't read the other one. Let's go with this one. So this is a poem I wrote about being your own mother. Someday, you will love yourself as you are meant to be loved. When you fall, you will grab your hand before you graze your knee. When you are sleepless, you will sing yourself a lullaby. And when you are lonely, you will be the friend you need that day. Thank you.
True Stories Live is a story show and story finding project brought to you by LJ Hope Productions, Norwich Arts Centre, and me, Molly Naylor. For more information about all of the work that we do, head to our website truestorieslive.co.uk.